Hello and welcome to 6 Minute Sermons, where we explore the Word, learn the truth, and grow in grace, 6 minutes at a time. I'm your host, Cameron O'Daniel. Acts 17 and verse 11 says this, "Now these Jews were more noble than those in Thessalonica. They received the word with all eagerness, examining the scriptures daily to see if these things were so." So this is the continuation of the book of Luke. And Luke wrote Acts as well as Luke. To give a little bit of context, Luke was writing to a leader, to a person in authority, basically just giving a historical account of all the things that happened in Jesus's life and also following his ascension into heaven. And that's why we have the separation of the book of Luke and the book of Acts. The separation happens when Jesus ascends into heaven. So before Jesus ascends into heaven, everything that is written down and recorded is in the book of Luke. But after Jesus ascends into heaven, everything that happens after that is written down and recorded in the book of Acts. Originally, when Luke wrote this to the leader he was writing to, it was probably just one book. But for the sake of conciseness, the scholars of the early church or whoever it was decided to divide it into two parts, and they divided it on that line of Christ ascending into heaven. So anyway, getting into this verse, Paul is at Berea. He's at the city Berea, and he's explaining to these Jews all from the Old Testament, the prophecies and things that speak about Jesus. And he's sharing with them how Jesus is the fulfillment of the Old Testament, how he is the fulfillment of the law and the prophets, and how when we believe on him, we have salvation, that he is the promised Messiah that the prophets spoke of. And so Paul is explaining these things to the people in Berea. And it here in this verse, Luke compares these Jews that are in Berea to those who were in Thessalonica. And what is this comparison? Well, he's saying these Jews, these Bereans, were more noble than those in Thessalonica. So the comparison is on nobility, on integrity, on them being noble. And that begs the question, why are they noble? Why are these Berean Jews more noble than those in Thessalonica? Well, the reason they are more noble is for two reasons. They received the word with all eagerness. So everything that Paul was telling them, they received it. They accepted what he was telling them. They were itching for the next thing Paul was telling them. They were receiving the word from Paul with all eagerness. They were taking notes. They were making sure that they knew exactly what Paul was saying. But more than that, they examined the scriptures. This is the second point. They examined the scriptures daily to see if these things were so. So what does this mean? Paul is explaining the Old Testament. He's saying that Jesus is the fulfillment of the Old Testament. And these Jews, these Berean Jews, basically reasoned with themselves and said, you know what? We understand what you're saying, and we think that you're smart and scholarly in what you're saying and that it all makes sense, but we want to check this out for ourselves. So what we're going to do, we're going to go to the Old Testament and we're going to see if everything that you were saying lines up. They're going to test what he is saying to make sure that it is lining up. And so that is why these two reasons, them receiving the word with all eagerness and then examining the scriptures daily to see if these things were so, these two reasons are the reasons why the Berean Jews were more noble than those in Thessalonica. So for us, and how we can apply this principle, is that when we hear somebody speak on Christianity or on Jesus or on the Bible, we need to always, always, always run it through the filter of Scripture. And what I mean by this is, if something that they say does not line up with what the Bible says, then you might not need to listen to it as it pertains to Christianity. I worked with a guy at Chick-fil-A one time. He was my manager, and in just me passing, he was talking to another person, but in me passing, he said, you know, the Bible says God helps those who help themselves. And I turned around and I said, Mr. Denny, no, it doesn't. And we got in a discussion about it, and I showed him, and I was like, look, here in the scriptures, it doesn't say that anywhere. And then he said, well, it's a good saying to live by. And that's what some people might think about with the scriptures. They might adhere good sayings, good just statements to the Bible. And that is not true at all. The Bible is more than just statements or sayings or phrases or little verses. The Bible is a story. The Bible is about a man named Jesus. And we, as believers and Christians, we need to know this. If we claim that we believe in God and we believe in His holy word and that He has spoken to us, I mean, whose words are more important than God's words? God's words are the most important, and if we claim to be Christians, then we need to have a longing and an urgency about the scriptures and about exploring them and examining them to make sure that what we believe is actually true. We need to be like these Berean Jews and examine the scriptures daily to see if what our leaders are telling us is true. So, Father, we come before you right now just thankful and grateful that you have given us this book, given us this word that we can live by. And I pray that you would create in us an urgency and a desire to examine the scriptures and to accept it with all eagerness. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.